B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Me and Jamie are not a couple of posers. We can rock with the best of them. Give us a shot.
There's Minoxidis. Him and Madrox join me today from the band Twisted. Love talking with these guys. They have a lot of things going on in the future. I mean, all sorts of different things as well. During this pandemic, they're trying to do different things to kind of reach their fans.
We're trying to continue we're trying to continue to be progressive.
And even in these trying times, they're trying to give back to their fan base.
We're not about the dollar. Everything with us doesn't cost money.
We talk a lot about their new music. As a matter of fact, we'll give you a sneak peek coming up, as well as Astronomicon and more, as these guys try to do, like I said, different things throughout this pandemic.
When me and Paul can be holograms in your living room.
It's the boys from Twisted today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Welcome back into the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast, and Merry Christmas to each and every single one of you as we drop this episode on Christmas to kind of give the Twisted fans and the rock fans a little bit of a Christmas treat here. Some brand new stuff from Twisted coming up here about halfway through the interview, so heads up. But in the meantime, Jamie and Paul join me, Minoxidis and Madrox. Love talking to these guys. They're such good people. I can't say enough good things about them or their organization, George and Dustin, all the guys. I mean, they just do such a great job. And they're just, like I said, just really good people. And I do enjoy talking to these guys. They're so much fun to hang out with and be around. And they're just so much, they're just so full of energy, man. It's hard to find guys so full of this kind of energy. And they're like this, whether they're doing the interview with me or not. That's just how they are. But anyways, we talk a lot about the upcoming record. We'll talk about when it's going to drop. Astronomicon, some small details about their Comic-Con, which is really exploded in the last few years. They started this, I believe, 3 years ago, and they've had some great guests, and I've gone there a couple of times. The place just packed. So they've really done a great job with that, and just a lot of other things, a lot of different topics, doing things this pandemic and the whole thing. So like I said, hopefully this Christmas treat finds you well. It's the boys from Twisted today on Talkin' Rock. Minoxidis, how's things?
Everything is everything, man. Just trying to stay safe. I'm wearing my mask in places because I don't want a viral video to go of me and getting shoved around. And it's like, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service.
And you don't mean viral, and that's not a pun. That's just your viral video. Yeah, there you go.
Right, right. I don't want to be that guy, you know, yelling at some lady. What do you mean? So I wear my mask. I'm doing my part. A better society.
And Madrox, how you doing? How you doing, my friend?
I'm actually wearing a mask right now just in case he's not, to protect all of us.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I don't know. I'm doing better. I'm actually happy to just be anywhere for that fact. It was cool. I have been working at home with Minoxidis and George via phone, and for the longest time, I felt like that Wolverine meme where you just keep looking and touching pictures. I'm just going through my phone looking at pictures of people I remember. Oh, I remember your sweet face. Your face. I've never seen you motherfuckers in forever. So, yeah, it's been nice actually seeing everybody again and remembering what people look like as opposed to matching the face to the voice.
Yeah. Hey, so right. So I guess I can ask you about this since you brought it up on Instagram, but you actually had COVID, right, a couple months ago?
Yeah, man. I was terrified. I like people that were close to me had it. My niece had it and other people that like extended like that 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, and people started getting it. And it was like, wow. And I never thought I was like Superman or nothing like that. The joke is that like Paul would make fun of me and George would make fun of me. Like, you are the biggest clean freak. Like, I'm the guy that'll go in the truck stop bathroom and Lysol the whole entire ceiling, the floor, the sink before I even take a piss. I'm right. That guy. And they're like, if anybody has it, it's definitely not him. And then the other side of that coin, he's like, all those years of sanitizer, man, you broke your immune system down. Now you're just a petri dish for influenza and whatever else is passing around out there.
Yeah, we were when he got it, we were like, oh, fucking anybody can get it. Don't believe the hype that anybody can get that
too.
Shit.
I was like, because he's like in the street ringing the bell, bring out your dead.
Right. Fuck, he'll pull into a parking space. If there's a Band-Aid there, he's going to another parking space. Like,
you're
he's
fucking
very
true.
Of things.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
To see him get it was like, whoa.
Well, I didn't talk about this on the radio or nothing, but I actually had it back at the end of October, beginning of November, and, you know, I fought it off, and, you know, away we went. So it's like, you know, but obviously there's people out there that can't get it, and Monoxide and I were talking about this before we went on, that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that you just can't get it, but healthy guys, you know, and stuff like that, you know.
When you and I, you were actually, you and I were texting during one of my many days of quarantine. I must have just started a conversation with you out of me just being bothering you, like, hey, man, how are you? And you're like, what the hell? And you're like, hey, oh, I had it too. And you and I started discussing the possibilities of our conspiracy theories of who we thought could and couldn't have got it, like, you know, you and I both had it, yet other people in our families did not and stuff like that. And it's like, and I really think that, yeah, I think you guys are right. I think people like maybe like Paul and some others who have that select DNA, like, I don't think y'all can get it. You might be carriers or something like that, but I don't think you can get it. So what
and
the
I
hell does that do?
Who knows? I don't get sick a lot. Like, I get sick very rarely. So I'm like, if I get this shit, it's going to put me on my knees. That's how I just feel. That's my thinking of it. Like, if I do get it. So I'm just trying to be extra careful. Just trying.
I mean, as we all are. I mean, it's to the point where we're like, I mean, you can even fall into the lines of hypochondriac, even in some senses. I mean, we still bring groceries home from the store, set them in the garage, and then wipe them all off with Windex before we bring them in the house. Because no one still knows. Is this shit on surfaces? Do you hit it when you get an elevator button? Like, who fucking knows? Nobody knows. Because I know, aside from any dumbass little kid, nobody's licking them elevator buttons. Nobody, you know what I mean? It's like, think about the thing. Right. It's like, if you have to cover your mouth and everybody's just all carefree about their hands, and then you see these people digging in the little eye of their, you know what I mean? Or picking their nose.
I'll
or
just tell
taking
this
their
story. Me and Jamie sat outside of a tour bus in L.A. and watched a man pick his nose and wipe boogers on 14 trees.
What? 14?
So, God, weirdest thing in the world.
Well, there you go. You know what I mean? Adults, kids, everybody can do weird shit with those hands.
Well,
here, and that's what, man. They're just like, you know, aside from me getting a full hazmat suit, I guess I'll just stop at the face covering and consider myself somewhat two-ply.
Yeah, you're doing your part, man. You're doing what you can. Nobody could judge a person's safety precautions is like the lowest right now. There is
no word up.
In
some senses, I mean, even like for, you know, I know with Paul, you having that wonderful immune system, you can't get it, but even like the meltdown, you having it, me having it, do you feel like, I mean, kind of like at times, sometimes they feel like, oh, well, I've had it. I can't get it again.
Exactly.
And other parts of me is like, well, because I've had it, maybe I'm like a gateway. Maybe it could just come back when it wants. You know what I mean? It's like that unknown fear can really drive a person up the wall, man. It's like an episode of Twilight Zone over here.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like, you know, I kind of do feel a little bit of a relief because, you know, what even relieves me even more is that nobody really around me got it. And I'm not going to say where I think I may have gotten it, but let's just say that somebody in my immediate, you know.
I remember.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not even talking about that story, but I think that somebody in my immediate circle works in an elderly home, but no.
Oh, okay.
No, but Jamie, I had let's just say this, Monoxide, I had a pretty hellacious week before I came down with it, so.
He was partying with a couple rock stars out at somewhere, and we were just assuming that he was living that high life and came home with a little extra something than a doggy bag.
we'll just leave it at that, so I don't want to get.
Yeah, that's fine.
They took advantage of your vulnerability meltdown.
I know.
And they got you sick. God damn it.
I know. And they're all fine, right, Jamie? That's what I was saying. They're all fine. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Right. And isn't it always the way? They're fine. They're like, we do this every week. Get out of here, sissy.
Yeah.
Like,
so. Anyways, let's talk about you guys and get off of this because 2020 has been ridiculous, but you guys continue just to like pound and put new stuff out. And you had three surprise albums this year. You had Mad Season, which, if I'm not mistaken, in April, that was your tribute to the band Mad Season. Then you had Songs from Samhain, which was your tribute to Danzig, right? And that was in October. And then you put out Revolution in November, your tribute to the Beatles. So what's up next?
Up next is the Unlikely Prescription. That one's been in the works for a while. First of all, that's amazing. I didn't realize the correlation there, but Mad Season is really one of our favorite bands from back in the day.
Yeah.
Hella Slept On.
Oh, huge Lane Staley fans.
We felt that it was like, you know, when we came up with that, it was more like, you know, fever pitch type shit. Like, it is legitimately a Mad Season right now. People are like at wit's end. It was at the beginning
of
the pandemic. If I'm not mistaken, if time serves me correct, they had just named COVID and people were, you know, up in arms of what to do and whatnot. Like, we hadn't even been conditioned or told again and again what it was at this point. So literally people were just like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Everybody's all panicky. That was kind of Mad Season. Halloween was the Songs of Samhain ended up being like something that we wanted, you know, we want to try to be the hold down the throne for the Kings of Halloween and all that other fun stuff. So we did have something that we had planned, but we started working with other people in our label and trying to make it more of a fun project. And then Revelation, we've had that. That's been that, like Unlikely Prescription, Revelation has been done for a while. It's that Paul and I have this like these like two tubs, and we're like, this one goes in this one, this one goes in that one, and then every now and again we'll come back to them and like, you know, shuffle up the deck and say no, yes, 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 and put it together. And that's kind of how Revelation happened, and that's exactly, I'm not exactly, but very close to how Unlikely Prescription will be. Like, we've been stacking songs for a while. We try to be very futuristic in the regard of do more now than we can sit back, listen, like it, don't like it. Oh, I love it more. I hate it more. You know, like, that's so important to us, because in the early days, we would make songs and just put them out. Mm. Like, we really didn't take a lot of time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, am I right, Paul? Like, we didn't take a lot of time. We just kind of like did a song, slap it on a record. There it is. And then if people loved it, great. If they didn't, we'll just make another one. It's like, now we're kind of like more conscious to like, we want to enjoy the songs too. It's like, that's another big conflict me and Paul have. It's like, we're starting to get to the point where we enjoy our music and we add our songs in our playlist. Not saying that we haven't before, it's that we would do a certain style of a certain way and people just enjoyed it. And now we're, as we've done it for so long, we're opening our horizons and doing new fun stuff. And it's like, it's good because we're finding ourselves being like, man, I really, really dig that song we did. I hope I don't sound like a douchebag saying I like our own song, but holy fuck, I really like that. You know what I mean? It's like, you almost bite your tongue. Like, how dare you say you like your shit? You know what I mean? It's like taboo or something. But man, we've been really doing
some cool news.
You got some news, Monoxide? Go ahead. What do you got?
I just got some cool news. Uh-oh. Fucking Rose Petal is number 40 on the fucking MDS, on the media list.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
We hit top 40.
Holy shit.
And then Corkscrew is going to be dropped in February, but we're going to play a little snippet of it coming up here in a few minutes, okay?
Oh, right on.
Oh, that's when I think people are really going to be like, okay, these guys aren't fucking around. These guys deserve, give them their spot. Let them have them. Give them their time.
right. Let them have some time. Like, for real, dude.
Right. Give them their time.
Yeah, like, first two's a really, really up-paced kind of fun. And it's like, it's very intense. It's very, like, heart-pounding. Like, you feel like you're inside of a video game or something like that. And it's like, you got to get out quick. Just, it keeps looping.
Like,
and it's
roller
like
coaster music. Uh-huh. That shit that you go into the carnival and that roller coaster's flying around and you hear this song.
Yep.
This is that song. And you're just like, I got to fucking ride that ride. Like, it is it.
10 minutes
it is
later.
One of the ones.
Yo.
Well,
oh my God,
Monoxide, tell me about like the evolution of where you guys have been to where you guys are going to be in 2021. Because your sound has changed quite a bit.
Oh man, that's kind of been our whole thing though since inception, is never to sound the same way twice. No record will ever be the same way twice. One's different than the next. And we honestly take pride in our craft, like nonstop writing, always think, always trying to better ourselves, better melodies, better harmonies, better stuff like that. Like, we're still students of this game, and we're so willing to learn. It has given us a new, like, we've been invigorated, you know what I mean, with the rock stuff.
Yeah.
It's all brand new. You got to learn new song structures. There's different control elements between rap and rock. And just the acceptance from the rock world, man, the hug that we have been given is just, it's phenomenal. It's really phenomenal. Yeah. And I will promise everybody that puts their faith in us, me and Jamie are not a couple of posers. We can fucking rock. We can rock with the best of them. Give us a shot. We can rock.
Which one of those hacks called us posers?
We are fucking, we are two sports stars. I promise you that.
Right.
We're not here just to be a couple of lug-longs in the rock world. Like, we are here today. We will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when this is all said and
done.
Hey,
now, you heard that here first. All right, there you go.
Man. Hey, man.
Now, that's awesome.
I think the coolest part about it is that we have never... In any way, shape, or form, for as long as we've been doing this, I don't think we've ever embraced any type of arrogance. We still, as you can hear just from Paul explaining it to you, there's still that childlike, we're learning, we want to learn, we're excited by what we're doing. There's still an excitement there. It's not like the dead stare where I know it all, I've already done that, everything we do is excellent. It's like, no, we're still building. You can hear the excitement, you can hear the passion, and you can hear like the humbleness, which is why
I can hear those vulnerability, man. We're vulnerable when we do this, you know what I mean? And we're taking that chance, and we're letting people inside of that, and we're willing to do that because we feel so strongly about it that we're like, if we feel like this, there's no way everybody else can't feel that. Sorry to cut you off.
Sure. And I also think, I think it's cool for people who have been with us on this journey for fucking, you know, 20 some years to be able to still be like, you can tell when you listen to their music, they sound just as excited and passionate as they do in 2020 as they did in, you know, I don't know what it would have been, 2000. You know what I mean, or whatever. Like
depends
still
on how far back you want to go, Jamie. You want to go back?
I mean,
96?
But you get what I'm saying,
like,
though. I mean, it's like, yes. I love that. I love that about us. I love that. I don't ever want to lose that. That's one of the things I never want to lose. Like, I don't care if we do get to that proverbial place where we're in some museum, or, you know, we'll pull the Kid Rock and I'm going platinum. It's like, and then you do it. It's like, kudos, sir. Kudos, because it's like, man, again, believing in yourself is like the greatest fucking power in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, don't fucking expect anyone in the world to believe in you. That's the realest shit I can say. Because it's true, because we've been believing in ourselves forever, and we are still here. How many years later, still doing it, and now so much, so bold. We're like the goddamn Enterprise, fucking seeking out new civilizations and joining new musical forms. It's fun. It's a good way to be.
That's right.
Love that. It's like, I don't ever want to lose that, man.
Well, we're going to give your fans a little Christmas gift here coming up in just a few minutes, but Unlikely Prescription. So is this record finished, and it's going to drop like in spring, early summer, or what?
That's what we're thinking. Yeah, we're thinking late spring, early summer, something like that, right around in there. And it's not
like
finished. It's not finished. We got 60-40 huge features. We have a lot of things for this record. It's going to be big. So, but that's our target right there. Unlikely Prescription, somewhere in the May, July, something like that.
Okay,
that's what I was gonna say. That's what you and George were saying. It was like they're better with the time frames, because it's all, which again, I know it sounds like that shit is like a science too, trying to figure out when and where is the proper time to drop a release and not be overshadowed by 8,000 other artists doing that. So it's like that in itself is a strategic thing too, you know?
Especially now.
But we got a great team though, you know?
It's a top down, people fucking, it is a summertime record, bro. It is so dope. God.
It really is. If we released it in the winter,
it would have a different thing to it almost. You know what I mean? Like, it is everything for this record is lining up exactly the way it's supposed to. And yeah, we couldn't be more happy because it never happens like that. It's usually you got 3 out of your 5 stars lined up because nothing in the music business is perfect.
Mm.
And yeah, the ability to roll with imperfection dictates your longevity. It has a huge part. If you can't roll with the punches, you're going to have a big problem because there's no such thing as perfection in the music business. There's always something you feel you could have done better or somebody else could have done. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. But with this record, everybody is so on point. Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah.
And it's just lining up, man. And like I said, we have a fucking top 40 song right now. We've been in the game for 20 fucking years.
Like, I was going to say, just some everything happens for a reason and just like kind of stepping back and looking at the bigger picture. I think that's kind of neat too, because as we go forward and we get ready to drop this big record with Unlikely Prescription, you have things like, you know, Rose Petal going out and charting on musical platforms and kind of more or less familiarizing, literally being that person in the grocery store. Want to try a little cup of this? And you're like, that's pretty damn good. I'm going to come by. I'm going to grab that next time I'm in the store. It's like, in a sense, it's kind of like that, doing its little diligence to be like, hey, look, we're out here. We're still doing our thing, and hoping that some of that engagement there or some of that interest, even like what happened with the Warped Tour or, you know, the runs with Motionless and any of those engagements that we were in front of those different kind of crowds and literally, you know, showcase, you know what I mean? People give us their platform to do what we do. And you have your time to tell everyone in the crowd what you are and what you do. And when you leave, that's their expectations. And if they still come check you out, it's like, holy fuck, dude. So because we were blessed with all those platforms, I think that's all part of the everything happens for a reason in the building blocks to get to where we will be with Unlikely Prescription. So I think it's all good shit.
The placement,
the radio, the familiarity, all of that.
We're just a band in a sea of 5,000 bands. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's 5,000 other songs. There's 5,000 other bands. And somehow what we are doing is resonating and separating us from a lot of other people. And it's like, God damn, dude, maybe we should have did this 20 fucking years ago. I don't fucking know, but
hey,
like,
hey,
God damn, man. It's just so exciting, man. I don't want to take anything away from the
I don't think it would have the same though. Real shit. Like, even if we would have like
Back to the Future.
Marty McFly'd a little sticky tab for us and been like, start doing this now. Like, I think we had to go through some of the shit we went through personally and physically and all of that shit to get us to where we, you know what I mean? Almost
absolutely.
You know, like, you know, weather you for the blues and soul and then kick you in the balls for the rock and roll. You know what I mean? Like, easing you all up, man, and give you that angst and pissed offness you need in 2020. Here's the keys. Drive that anger machine.
Well,
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's I believe our trials and tribulations have culminated into everything that we are. Absolutely.
For real.
Believe in making mistakes because we don't make the same mistake twice. So a mistake is really just a lesson if you learn from it. It's not a mistake.
Right,
and
exactly.
That's pretty much been one of our mottos. You know what I mean? Like, learn from it, don't make the same mistake twice.
Well, I want to play this little snippet, 30 seconds of this song, Corkscrew. So hang tight, guys. Let me play this real fast.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, there you go. Corkscrew from the Unlikely Prescription record, which drops in the late spring, early summer. So who wants to talk about that song? And it's awesome hook, by the way. Who wants to talk about that?
I just want to say, go ahead and take off your seatbelt and raise the bar over your head and exit the ride. and you can go about your day from there, and you'll be able to find that on Spotify and all streaming platforms. So.
On February 5th.
Hell yeah. And I want to put out the disclaimer, no VR helmets with that one. I don't need you lost in a game somewhere just constantly blowing up monsters or vampires or zombies or whatever the hell it is you play. But yeah, man, definitely a song to get up, a song to train, work out to, get your video game on. Yeah. I mean, that one's got the backbeat. It's thumping and bumping, and it's like, yeah, man, it's definitely
blood flow. We need the Super Bowl champions walking out to that song.
That's right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what I want here. UFC fighters just excited to turn someone into a bag of blood.
Dude, that'd be awesome to get somebody to walk down the aisleway there to get in the ring with that song. Man.
Any of them. I'm a huge MMA fan.
For real. I don't want to disrespect one by propping up another, but I know there's a few that Paul talks to on the social medias, but there's also been someone back in the day that used to walk out to Mutant X, and we used to always joke. And I won't say their name. If you know who they are, that's awesome. But we used to always joke. I mean, we're honored regardless. But we would joke and be like, I wonder if he really hates the song and he plays it. And when he gets in the ring, he gets so mad that he just beats the shit. Or does he really, really love the song? And he's like, I'm fucking Granite right now. Nothing can smash me. I will kill everything. This is my jam. It's like, I wonder. We would laugh about that. But yeah, man, absolutely. That kind of shit, it just gives longevity to everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing.
So you're just talking about how the rock world's kind of taking you in and stuff. I know are you guys connected somehow with Knotfest and everything, right?
Well, they give us love, like I said. They show us love, man. That shit is awesome. They don't have to do that. They don't have to show our videos or talk about our band, like, but they did. Alternative Press did, Revolver did, like, all of these outlets are talking about us, man, and we only have to compare it to the rap side,
right?
And we see the amount of people that fucking they could give a shit less. Like,
you're right. You're absolutely right. I also think too, though, from the days of just being young and not having the proper people handling affairs for you. I think we have a great team now, like never before, of people who understand other people and for whatever preconceived ideas or these people don't like you or whatever the case may be. In some senses, I don't think that's always necessarily true. And you know what I mean? It's like, so when we have people reach out to us and give us opportunities, it seems weird. I mean, it just like, you know, like how the question was formed. It's like, it seems weird because it's like, holy fuck, well, why are they doing that? And it's like, we're so late in the game that I ain't looking to give horses in the mouth. I'm like, I love y'all. I've been a fan of y'all, man. I love both of y'all shit. It's like the fact that you will even consider playing our song is an honor. So it's like, I think it's good people like that. I think it's good business moves on their end to just show that love. And we try to do that too, you know, to anybody that we can show the love to and try to bless other people up. It's all part of that cycle of life.
Because like I said, man, we're one of 5,000.
You know, do good to other motherfuckers as you go, right, you know?
Yeah.
You can show that love to 5,000 other bands, but here you are, Meltdown. You're talking to us, and that's important to us. You know what I mean?
True. It is. It's very true.
We understand that. We respect that. We appreciate that.
Well, no, you know, you guys know how much I love you guys. And it's like, you know, I always try to help you guys out in whatever little way I can, of course, you know, obviously. But it's like, you know, I'm always pulling for you guys. You guys have this digital concert coming up on December 30th?
We do. We do.
Oh, yeah. Attack of the Ninjas. I believe it's our third.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have been doing this. Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting our feet. Absolutely. It was NatFest Freak Show experience. Yeah, and then now this. We're trying to continue to. I'm gonna say it. We're trying to continue to be progressive. We're trying to continue to fit into this new world. This is what we do for a living. And when it was taken away from us, other people in the game, whether they be rappers or bands, were literally crippled by this.
Right.
And again, I can't stress the volumes of us having a good team and having smart people like Paul and George and Mike and everybody like being like, hey, let's not freak out. Let's think about this a different way. And thinking outside of the box and being able to continue to keeping our the train moving where others just completely stop and derail. It's like, no, man, we have been constantly moving since before, during, and today. We've never stopped during any of the pandemic, during any of it. And I'm blessed to say that, but it's because of smart thinking and being able to try to figure out how to turn any situation around and not be so glum and so grim. You know what I mean? Because it really is. But we have other people now even reaching to us and being like, man, I've never seen you guys. Like, we have been the most active in this pandemic probably than we have been in our career.
Yeah, you guys are really active.
Been at home with nothing to do but produce.
Right.
Of course, we have videos and musics and albums and digital events and you name it. We have a podcast every week. We have a fucking Sound Talent Music podcast every 2 weeks. It's like the volume of content and just overall freshness that we're like kicking off like watts from an electric bulb. It's good. It's all a good thing. And I think maybe that might go hand in hand with some of the other shit of why people are like, hey, man, if I've ever seen somebody want it, it's these fucking guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know maybe what I think a big difference is, too, Jamie? I think a big difference is we're not about the dollar. Everything with
Fair
us
enough.
Doesn't cost money. And I think a lot of these bands need to get their heads out of their ass and give back. Mm-hmm. This is a time to give back. You know what I mean? And as opposed to trying to charge for every goddamn thing. Get my OnlyFans for $29.99 and I'll give you a shirtless pic. And then come in and pay for my YouTube and then subscribe to my – like, goddamn, dude, give back, bro. Give back.
No, I hear it. I hear it. I think that's a good thing about Twisted 2 is we do a proper blend of that. You know, obviously we run a business, but at the same time we take care of the core. We know that the content – my own personal things that I like – when I go to exercise every day or I go to do my thing or whatever my routine, when I go there, I look for new content from them. And if not, I'll listen to the old shit until I can't no more. And then I have to gravitate to something new. And then, you know what I mean? It's like, so it's important to keep that new all the time. But yes, the event is coming up the 30th. Right? That is it, Paul, right? The 30th?
Yeah.
It would be New Year's Eve.
Right.
New Year's Eve. See, that's where I didn't want to say New Year's Eve because I got yelled at the other day. It is New Year's Eve. I'm like,
Eve.
But yes, it is.
We're going
We are going to have the entire roster of both MNE and Welcome to the Underground all putting on a digital performance for everybody while you enjoy on your couch and ring out one of the shittiest years in forever and hopefully welcome in one of the most interesting and new years in forever. And we want to be a part. MNE wants to be a part of that experience for you.
Yeah, we can only hope for sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, we
try for sure, though, but I mean,
we try to stick if it don't fucking cost us money, it's not going to cost you money. You know what I mean?
Right.
If that makes sense, we try to stick to that. If we don't have to put any money, why should we make you pay for it?
Yeah.
And nobody else does that. They're like, I don't give a shit. You're paying for it. Like, man, that's just crazy to me. That's just me.
It is. No, it is. It is. It's crazy to see. It's crazy to see anyone's approach to how they handle a situation. I think that's that goes back to what we were talking about before. I think that might be the why or how come these people are now being more receptive to you or whatever. I mean, it's all about you give someone a situation, and you just see how they play it out. And it's like there can be a right and a wrong way, and there's just an interesting way. And it's like, I think that's what it is. People see, man. People can see and hear the buzz, and it's interesting. It's just different for us because we've been trying to be seen and heard for years. So now that it's actually receptive, it's like we don't know how to act.
Right.
Like, I mean, for real, like, wait, whoa, they're playing rose petal. What? They're doing what? You know, it's weird.
Right.
So, yeah, but no,
these guys, man, every time these guys
get together, they all put down great shows. Oh, the Horror, Red, ROC, Blazer Dead Homie, Lex, Gibby Stites, me and Paul. You know what I mean? Yeah, AMB. Yeah, absolutely. And did I forget anybody? Shit, I don't know. There's so many of us. There's so very many of us. But like literally every single time. Yeah, Alizuli Lou, thank you. Yeah. It's like, and the thing is too, it's like, and the guys who aren't able to be here in Michigan because of COVID, we're like setting up this thing so they can broadcast and we can cut the feed. And it's like, you know, fingers crossed. It's like a lot of technical difficulties when you try to do these live events and these digital events. So sometimes
that's why we went with a company to do it.
And that's what I was going to say. That's why we bring in a company to try to help. Yeah. We can't do everything
by
ourselves.
So that way we know it's smooth. Because you guys, they're going to have to
pay. It's a level of professionalism. It kind of goes back to that thing with when you said.
It should be fucking flawless.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You shouldn't have, I got to reset my computer or I got to log out and log back in. No, it should be a flawless experience.
Well,
but nevertheless, though, I think it's cool. I think I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it, Meltdown. Me and Paul are like, we don't dislike it. Obviously, we're like everybody else. We enjoy a live show like everybody else.
Yeah.
But in the current climate of where we live and how we do, I think it's neat. I think more people should do digital events. As it sits right now, aside from us and Tech Nine, I don't really know. I take that back. Us, Tech Nine, Motionless, and somebody else who did one. I know Cradle of Filth was going to do one or did one in a church. There's a very selective band, less than 10 bands that I know that I follow.
Yeah, Corey did one. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, did they? All right, same thing. So it's becoming more of a. It's becoming more of a, hey, man, like, either, like, you don't have to like it, but you better try it because you have a core and a fan base that are just starved to see you. So it's like, I applaud all of those people.
Yeah.
Right. You're making your people happy.
So all of those people that we named, I applaud all those people for taking the ballsy steps, whether they're comfortable or not, into giving the fans something. Because, you know, you can wait it out. I'm just going to wait it out. It might be a long wait. And from the sounds of it, it's going to be a long fucking wait.
Fuck,
you know? A long fucking wait. So like, fucking welcome to the future and start getting down with the shit. As long as when me and Paul can be holograms in your living room and we have reached some Star Wars George Lucas status, then we'll talk about it. But until then, man, yeah, we're willing to take the risky steps, I guess, to try to continue to be in their lives with these digital events. And they seem to be enjoying them. NetFest was 13 hours of just unadulterated entertainment from people broadcasting from everywhere, from in front of their microwave to their living room to actual stages. It was just insanity.
No, that's killer, man. I mean, look, you got to do what you can nowadays to put yourself out there in front of your fans, you know? And
you got to do more than what you can.
Yeah, especially nowadays, yeah.
You got to do more than what you can. You got to be a triple threat star. You got to be able to sing, dance, rap. If you can know gymnastics, you know how to act.
Fuck, me and Paul used to sit there and be like back in the days and the Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack days and all that. Like you had to have more than one gemstone if you were Thanos. You couldn't just dance.
Yeah.
You can just dance.
Right.
You'd be lost in the sauce. You better learn how to dance and croon. And if you can
lost
dance
in
and
the
croon
sauce,
and then
yeah.
you can play an instrument, watch out.
No, that's
you're
true.
Big, kid. You're gonna be real big.
And then, you guys not only have the triple threat, you got the quadruple or the sextuple or whatever. But you
We've
guys,
learned.
Yeah, you guys have
We've
so many things.
That,
yeah, you've had so many things going on. So now you're moving Astronomicon out. I guess we're allowed to say this to August and into a different location. So without giving away too much, talk a little bit about Astronomicon.
Where it's
still
moving,
trying to keep
psychedelics
it going,
are legal. That's all you need to know.
willing to opening ourselves to a level of uncomfortability, but being progressive enough to say we're going to try this. If people are willing to come, I mean, obviously you're going to have to wear face coverings as we go and be more
we'll
cautious
see.
Than ever before.
We
but we're willing to
is.
Attempt it. Yeah, willing to attempt it under whatever kind of regulations we can have and try to put it together. Like, people are excited. Stars
Listen
and talent want
Dr.
to come
Fauci,
out. So, right. It's just weird. I mean, we've been watching some of them, obviously, because, you know, since we've threw our hat into that kind of convention game, we watch a few of them. And it's been really hard. Like, a few of them, without saying names, tried to put on, you know, shows and stuff like that. And you're talking skeletal. You see Tumbleweed blowing down the aisle. You have, you know, talent with maybe two people there.
You shouldn't be doing it.
Well, again, and that's the thing. I mean, but it's like it's at some point it may fall into opinion because as we go forward, we're being progressive. We're waiting for it to be what it can be. And
And yeah, man, we're excited because we love Astro. Astro is like fucking, that's like, holy fuck, man, that we never thought that would be something to more or less fucking be on the third, you know?
Right, right. No, your Astronomicons are awesome.
Listening to Fauci, Fauci's like, hey, it's the end of summer, we're going to be back. Sports will be back full on by the end of the summer. That's what he feels. So we planned accordingly.
Yeah.
And we went into August. So we're
and that's the thing. I feel we're being progressive. We will, of course, take all the safety precautions, but it's something that if we have to be part of that major step to get people, you know, hey man, welcome back to life. Come on, come on. Even if it's slow crawl, even if it's baby steps, we gotta start living again. So it's like to have Astro be one of the things to be that boot in the proverbial ass to get you going. Yeah, man. What a great time. So
yeah,
it's been
if they come
to,
out and they're like, hey, you still can't do it.
Right.
We're not going to buck the system and just do it to do it. Like,
right,
it will
right.
Be
no, I mean, we're playing so by the rules. Is, that's why it's been so weird. That's why we really haven't. We did announce. So yeah, it's no big deal. It's just we're waiting to see. It's been a waiting game with all of this shit, unless
yeah.
you do digital events. We even talked about, and can I say that, Paul, or no?
Yeah.
We even talked about doing a small, which I believe we still are doing it, but a small virtual accoutrement to Astro to explain how we're going to do Astro. And basically, you know, like, so a little bit of fun just to kind of tap in kind of what we're doing right now, you know, shit to shit. It's like, we haven't talked to you in a while. You know what I mean? It's always
right.
a good time. So it's like to do something like that, to tap in, to kind of explain to everybody where we are, how we feel about it. Like how Paul said, like, if they tell us we can't do it, we're not just going to be like, fuck that, we're doing it. You know, let everybody be crystal clear about what the hell we're doing and what our intentions are, because it is always a good time. And I know that it may be weird because like, I've been seeing people taking pictures and they have face coverings on, like the talent has face coverings on, or they'll take them off for the picture and then quick put them back on, and it's just weird. Let's be honest, it's going to take some adjusting, but I believe where there's a will, there's a way, and we got a great team. It'll happen.
Well, I think that it'll be great, face covering or not. At least I won't have to walk through 16 feet of snow to get to Astronomicon this year. So
That was part of its Christmas glow. But you're right though. We will see because there are talks about doing certain things in the parking lot, you know, in the more open air. It's going to usher in some new fun too. So it's not we're excited. We're absolutely excited.
Well,
we didn't just pull that date out. That date is going along with the World Health Organization what they feel we'll be at. And so that's where we came. And we think, fuck yeah, dude, Astro's going to be the event to kick it off.
Well, I hope fuck so. Yeah. It sounds awesome. Yeah. So, new location, the whole thing. So you guys will talk about that coming up in the future. But, hey, guys, listen, I just want to wrap it up. I just want to thank you guys so much for the time. Hope you guys have a great Christmas when this is airing. I guess we're in the midst of Christmas. So thank you guys so much for the time.
No
Corkscrew,
worries.
Thanks for giving me a little bit of the exclusive on that. And congratulations on everything you guys have done this year, even in the midst of everything.
Hey, thank you,
Mel.
Thank you for
appreciate your time, too, as well. Hell yeah.
You stay
Always
safe.
Fun to talk to you. We'll get together a Christmas care package with some shit and send it over to you. We have brand new funky Christmas sweaters. And I know if I get you one, I might see you on your Christmas card wearing it next year.
Did you see my Christmas card this year?
No, not yet.
Okay.
To the office.
All right. Well, I sent it to the office.
I
sent it to the office.
Yeah.
I think you guys will get a kick out of it. So
I appreciate it as always, dude. I love the one from the year before with Metallica dude on there.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, man. For real, dude. Very fresh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, brother. Call us if you need anything, man. And I will for real get you something out and take care and be safe. All right.
All right. You guys too. Thank you so much.
All right,
see you guys.
Have a good day, man.
And just like that, the boys were gone. So there you have it, Twisted today on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Hope you guys dug that little snippet of Corkscrew from their Unlikely Prescriptions record that's going to be dropping, like they said, late spring, early summer. So Looking forward to hearing that. These guys have really, really evolved over the past several years. And I got to be honest, man, some of the stuff is just so killer and so kick-ass. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this. Hopefully you guys have a great Christmas, and hopefully you Twisted fans out there will check out our previous and upcoming episodes of the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. As a matter of fact, this might be of interest to you. I haven't done this interview yet as I record this, but I do believe my next podcast is going to be with Todd Evans, who toured with GWAR for about 8 years, and we're going to talk just about GWAR stories, and I'm really looking forward to this. Todd can tell a great story, so we're going to be looking forward to that dropping here between now and New Year's. So check back, subscribe, and like I said, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.